Yeah, we you know, we have, what, 3 off days here in the next, like, 11 days or something like that. So we'll condense the rotation a little bit and add an extra bullpen arm. You know, we've been using the bullpen quite a bit. So it's just kind of where we are right now. Typically, when you have these off days, things flip around a little bit. We'll see where it goes. But, you know, for today, we're 1 extra arm in the bullpen and 1 less in the rotation.
What are the things that Ryan Dahl has been doing in the minors that like you up?
Yeah, you know, from the reports are he's commanding where he's throwing it, and he's always been tough on righties. These guys have a lot of right-handed hitters on their roster, so, you know, he's been up and down with us after a terrific season the year before, and, you know, after an injury, fully healthy again, so he'll be a nice addition for us.
Jarrell Cotton was in the clubhouse today, said he was doing soccer.
Yeah.
How cool was it just to see him back in the...
Yeah, that's a big day for him. I mean, you go through Tommy John and the rehab that you have to go through, you know, both physically and mentally, having to grind through that to get to the point now where he gets to, you know, use his arm a little bit and, you know, he sees a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. I know he had a big smile on his face today.
What is the latest on him physically?
Sock throws. Stating facts. Sock throws.
What is Joyce doing?
Joyce actually had a little setback. He was swinging the bat, and then the bat kind of flared up on him. He's seeing Watkins today in LA, so we had to shut him down, and we'll know more once he comes back.
How big has Nick Martini been for you guys? I mean, especially with someone like Joyce out in the leadoff spot again today. Can you just talk a little bit about his play?
Yeah, he's been fantastic and thrown into center field and did a nice job for us a couple games in center field. So, you know, talk about the right guy at the right time. You know, he's putting together tough at bats and, you know, moved himself all the way up to the leadoff spot where he's doing a good job. Versatile in the outfield. We kind of saw that in spring, that maybe he'd be a guy for us at some point in time this season. And, you know, his timing with Joycey down has been very good.
How nice is it to be back home for a bunch of games here the next several weeks?
Yeah, you know, we have to start playing a little better at home. I think our record on the road's a little bit better. And we're over 500 at home, but whenever you get an extended period at home, you're sleeping in your own beds, your routine gets a little bit better. We've had some tough three city trips, and, you know, had a tough trip as far as, you know, the conditions we had to play in the last road trip. So it's nice to be home, and, you know, hopefully we take advantage of that.
Follow on that, do you expect a bigger crowd from the fans?
Yeah, I don't know. I know it was pretty spirited when we left. Hopefully that's the case. Sometimes Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays are a little bit tough for us, but hopefully the way we've been playing will bring some more people out. It seems to have created a little bit more of a spotlight for us here, and hopefully they come out and support us, because when they do, we really feel them.
How important was the Colorado pitching as opposed to your lack of hitting? What was the most important factor that you guys only scored about 5
runs? Oh, you mean in 4 runs in Colorado? You know what? We gave ourselves a lot of opportunities. We just didn't come through with the big hits like we did in Texas. So you have to give them credit too. They pitched really well. They're playing really well with a lot of confidence. And, you know, certainly the first couple games, I think we left 13 and 9 or 10 guys on base the first couple games. So that just means we weren't being opportunistic like we were in the Texas series. So, you know, you just kind of move past that and you know, hope the magic comes back here at home.
I know it's the modern game of baseball, but can you speak to the challenge of sort of handling this rotation? I know, like, one of these guys is who you expected to have in your 5-man at the beginning of the year. And that challenge for you and what you've gotten from the guys that maybe a lot of people didn't expect.
Right. You know, and we're not, you know, at this point with the bullpen the way it is right now, we're not expecting the innings that we are. You know, Sean's kind of that one guy who still is in the rotation, but, you know, there's different ways to win. I mean, you look how Colorado did it, and they were running their starters out there for a longer period of time, getting a big out, whether it's in the 7th or the 8th, and going to, you know, just a couple guys. So they lean on their starters a little bit more. We lean on our relievers a little bit more. It's just the way the roster sets up. So, you know, I've been happy the way it's been going. We've had some guys have been taxed. I think the semi-silver lining of at least the first couple games in Colorado is that we didn't have to use some of the guys that we've been taxing so much. So hopefully, you know, come today with an addition in, with Ryan Dahl, that, you know, we're back to a spot where, you know, these guys have gotten a little rest, and, you know, now we can get them back in there again.
Do you feel like Martini has an advanced approach for a rookie? I know he's a little bit older, but are you impressed with the way he can handle the big league pitching?
Very advanced approach, and is not afraid to get behind in the count. It's not afraid to take a couple pitches. You like that from a guy that's leading off. Can get two strike hits, has a short stroke, uses the whole field. So we did see it in spring, and, you know, as a staff, he impressed us in spring training, and he's impressing us again here. It's a little more difficult during the big league season, but he seems to be handling it real well, and not only that, he's playing a good outfield for us too.
When is the
I think it was 2 days ago.
Is there anything to bump with that?
No. He's kind of in a holding pattern right now too. Blackburn the same way, he's not throwing yet. Who else? Triggs threw for the first time either yesterday or today. So we'll see where that goes.
What do you think of the trade the Jays put out today?
Well, I mean, two big arms. So, you know, I'm sure we'll see Giles tomorrow. I know he's not here today, and we've seen a lot of him. And, you know, as soon as a guy that's been not only tough on us, but everybody. So I don't know what, you know, goes on between the two teams, but it's two back end of the bullpen arms that throw really hard. So, you know, it'd be all right if Giles took a couple days before he got here, but I don't think that'll be the case.
Are you anticipating this trade deadline and maybe more so in the last 3 years?
We already had a big addition here that we're really happy about, Familia. He's already been instrumental in a couple of wins, three. So I try not to look too much into it. I don't want to be disappointed. I like the roster that we have. If we don't do anything else, I'm happy with it. If we do, then it'll be a nice surprise.
With that 7-8-9 combination, what does that do for you? Just your ability to manage a game, and it shortens it up significantly.
It does, and it does more to the other side than it does to me. I mean, those are, you know, we've seen that before, like teams like Kansas City, where, you know, you get a little nervous when you don't have a lead, you know, come sixth or seventh inning, and, you know, that they have the ability to create that dynamic on the other side. So, I mean, you've seen their stuff, you've seen the numbers. It's a nice asset to have.
Is Familia important because you don't have a rotation that goes 7-8 every time, so 7-8,
6-7-8. Right. We're just doing it a little differently. You know, we're like I said, with Colorado, they go a little longer with the starters and use a couple guys at the end, where we go a little bit shorter with the starters because we do have the depth in the bullpen, and we have a lot of depth in the bullpen.
Do you take note of what Seattle did today?
I didn't even know. Who did they get?
Adam Warren.
Did not know that.
Do you like the taste of Red Bull? And what do you think about that pregame chug sessions?
It's entertaining to watch. I do not drink with Red Bull, no. I don't know if they're looking for some sort of a sponsorship in the form that they do it, but it's fairly entertaining. So if that's what they like to do, then so be it. All right. Thank you very much.